Oakland Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there is a bill in the legislature in Ohio that is one of the dumbest bills, one of the dumbest bills I have ever seen. And you will not believe it, but here is what it is. Donald Trump's birthday is June 14th. Two Ohio legislators, both Republicans, have put in a bill to make June 14 a state holiday in honor of Donald Trump. Now, think about that. The guy just lost the presidency by 7 million votes, 306 electoral votes for Biden. He ginned up an insurrection in which a police officer was beaten to death. Another one got an eye gouged out. At least two others have brain damage from being hit on the head by lead pipes. Several more were beaten up and dragged down the stairs with their head bumping on the stairs. A woman was shot by law enforcement and had to be killed because she was breaking in. The mob roamed the corridors saying, "Hang Mike Pence. Where's Nancy Pelosi?" They would have torn them apart with their hands like a medieval mob if either of them had been in the hallway. Donald Trump betrayed us to the commie Ruskies, passed on secrets to him. And this is the guy two Republican legislators in Ohio want to memorialize by having a June 14th holiday in memory of his birthday. Now, we ain't talking Lincoln and Washington here, okay? This is not a national holiday or Dr. Martin Luther King. There are two presidents, at least, that I know who have state holidays, although I don't think they're paid holidays for employees, but in recognition of their birthdays. One of them is Ronald Reagan's birthday, and I don't know when it is, but California has a commemorates that each year for some reason. And Illinois commemorates Barack Obama's. Okay. I don't think Massachusetts commemorates John F. Kennedy. I don't think New York commemorates Franklin Roosevelt. They should. I don't think that Missouri commemorates Harry Truman. We're talking some giants here. But, you know, Trump has nothing, no connection to Ohio. And these two jamokes decide, okay, well, we'll get a little ink. We'll get a little ink. Maybe somebody will talk about us on radio. And unfortunately, I am. Maybe I shouldn't even give them any recognition. But June 14 in Ohio, this would be an easy bill from my perspective. This would be a very easy bill to vote down. This is nuts, quite frankly, flat out nuts. There's nothing to celebrate June 14. It's also Flag Day. This is Flag Day. So what are you going to do? You're going to supersede Flag Day with Donald Trump's birthday in Ohio? That's pretty sad, actually. That's pretty sad. There are a lot of veterans in Ohio. Some of them were on my ship, and they ain't going to like having Flag Day somehow superseded by Donald Trump's birthday in Ohio. There's a minor kerfluffle. I think this is very funny. It's sort of clickbait. And there's some recriminations going back and forth on this one. But it turns out, you remember Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They had a little son named Archie, a cute little guy. And they finally left merry old England and they went to California. You know, she's an American. They went to California and they're setting up life here and brought Archie with them. Well, Archie has a birth certificate because he was born in England. And Archie's birth certificate got changed recently. And the birth certificate now does not name Meghan Markle by name as the mother. And here's what the birth certificate now says. It says Archie, et cetera, and he has like 10 names. They all have 10 names over there. Archie, the son of Prince Harry, Charles, Albert, David, Duke of Sussex, and the Duchess of Sussex, the Duchess of Sussex, not Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex. Well, it had been Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, and somebody went in and informed the authorities there to take the name out. And Prince Harry and Meghan Markle aren't making a big deal of it. They call it clickbait. but they say that the order came from the palace. The palace didn't put out a statement, but the rumor out of them is that it was Prince Harry and Meghan Markle who did it, but there's no real reason for them to have done it. I don't know who did it, but I tend to believe Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, that they didn't deliberately call up people in England, say, take the mother's name off the birth certificate. That just seems to me crazy. I mean, she's the one who had the baby. If there's anybody's name who should be on it, she's on it. The woman who had the baby, her name should be on it. And it shouldn't be simply Prince Henry, Charles, Albert, David, Duke of Sussex, and by the way, the Duchess of Sussex. I don't know any dukes or duchesses. The only duke I know is the Duke of Earl. Duke of Earl. That's the only duke I know. But give Archie a break, for the love of Pete. I don't even know why I bring this up. This must be a slow. Luke, it's a slow news day. Luke said it was a slow news day.
Yeah, so I was talking about just this morning how we got to dig for more stories because, you know, there's not necessarily as much going on in the world without all the chaos of the Trump administration.
Yeah, you know, that's actually a deep point. Here's the deal. CNN and MSNBC, of course, separately, they're different networks, met after Trump lost, and they said, how are we going to get ratings the next 4 years? I mean, how are we going to get ratings? Trump is an ongoing pathology. It's great theater every day, even though it's bad for the United States. With Biden in there, we're going to get good government. We're going to get honest government.
Yeah, my theory on why Marjorie Taylor Greene is taking up so much of the national headlines right now, too, is her stories are currently filling the vacuum that Trump left. So the news media wants something to be able to focus on, and therefore Marjorie Taylor Greene has been the subject of that focus now without Trump here. So I think it's going to be an interesting 4 years. We are all trying to learn how to cope in the post-Trump presidency. But yeah, it's been an interesting time so far. And then you got Matt Flynn talking about the Duke and Duchess of wherever in England.
Duke
so.
Of Earl. Duke. All right, here's the deal. Good government is boring in a way, thank God, okay? We want good government. And there's going to be plenty to talk about, and there is plenty to talk about. For one thing, Trump continues to be a pathology. He sits down in Mar-a-Lago, hurling bombs wherever he can, insulting people. And he is setting up the 2022 House and Senate races in a very toxic way, very toxic way. There are going to be fights for the Republican Party's soul in every primary in this country and in the 2024 lead up to the nomination as who the Republicans nominate. And that is something that's vital to understand. The other thing vital to understand is that in addition to the bombs that Trump is throwing from Mar-a-Lago, Biden has some decisions, partly as a result of Trump's mismanagement, and partly because of the complexities of the world today, threats from China, threats from Russia. He has some of the most momentous decisions to make domestically and foreign policy than any president's had to make in a long time. And he's the guy to do it. We're going to comment on all that. And it's great news. But what it isn't is, it's not, is the pathology, the malignant pathology of Trump debasing himself, unfortunately debasing our country. But I'm glad that we no longer have that. I'm glad that we no longer have that. And CNN and MSNBC can figure it out the way we're figuring it out. Plenty to talk about, plenty of interesting stuff to talk about, and it doesn't have to be restricted to the Trump pathology. We're coming up on a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.